Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah Simulam Beis Sif Chav Hei, and we are in Sif Kot in Kuf Tes Vav. This is Bez Hashem, Shem number 87. So what we're going to do is begin again from the beginning of the Mechaber, and then we gave yesterday an introduction from the Mishnah in Sif Kot in Kuf Yudalid, and we're discussing as follows. Kol Ois, these are halachas of Shaloi Kisidron. By mezuzah, by tefillin, it has to be written in the correct order. By Sefer Torah, we have a leniency that if you did not write in the right, or in other words, let's say you have to go back and fix the letter. Or like I told you by my oldest son's bar mitzvah, where he found a missing letter. So you are 100%, no problem, allowed to go back and fill in the letter. It's not a problem, shalai kisidron, out of order. What is the source that tefillin and mezuzahs have to be written in the correct order? Because the pasuk says, v'ahiyu hadvarim, right? And we learn how Chazal teach us, the order that it is written in, meaning by tefillin and mezuzahs specifically and only, that's where it has to be written in the correct order. By Sefer Torah, we don't have that limud, that drasha, that has to be written in the same order. So now we're discussing how do you define a psul, an invalidating concern, that it has to be written specifically in the same order. And what is not a concern? So Mechaber tells us here in Sif Chof, hey, kol ois shiksuva shalik tikna. Any letter that was written incorrectly, ve'ein suras aleha, and it does not look like the right letter, ve'ein suras aleha. Kegoin, for example, nago regel ha'alif begag ha'alif, oi pneya alif bifnim begag shetachteha. So in the case we discussed by the aleph, what is the aleph once again? We showed the pictures yesterday. It's a dot, right, with a little line coming down on the right side, and it's connected to the slanted line. That's an aleph. And the same thing, reverse, inverse, upside down, with the bottom leg. So it's really two yuds with a slanted line. Now, the connection, this is very important now, of the aleph is with that yud, the line. Now, if that line is not a line, but it's a thicker connection, it's a whole thicker connection, that's not an aleph. Even though if you ask somebody and you ask yourself, what letter is that? You say it's an aleph. But halachically, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, what does the aleph look like? It does not look with a thick connection. It's a thin little line of a connection. And that's a psul. That invalidates the letter. Turning the page, or the left little part of the hey, or the left little part of the kuf, are slightly touching the top, called the gag, the roof of the letter, it's possible. If anything I'm saying is not clear, please let me know so I can make it sure it's clear. That's what we're here for. Now, let's go back to...
That would be a ches, right? If it were touching it, is that what you're saying?
I don't want to say it'd be a ches. I'd say it's not a hey. I'll tell you why. Because the ches is always straight down. In other words, it's the part going down. You're referring to the part going up.
Right.
So it's definitely not a hey. Whether it looks like a ches, maybe it looks like a ches. In other words, if you say it's a ches, it's missing the bottom part of the leg.
Oh, I see.
Right? It's missing the bottom part of the left leg.
Yeah.
So, is it a hey? It's not a hey. The tsura of the letter of the hey is not on its letter. That's the problem. So once again, can you just scrape away that little connection, or do you have to scrape away the actual left leg? And that's what we're saying here. You're going to have to scrape away that left leg because you don't want to form the correction of the letter by chok toiches, by scraping it away, unless the letter is already formed. In other words, if the letter is already formed, then you're not forming a letter when you're scraping something away. The letter is formed. But is that letter formed? Or is any letter formed when it doesn't look like the correct letter? The answer is no. So when you have a letter that does not have a tsura on it, in order for me to correct it, I have to scrape something away, that's a psul. That's invalid because now I'm forming that letter by scraping it away. It says the Mishnah Sifkat and Kuf Tezvav in the bottom of the page. Vein suras aleha peir shenira le'ein nekol, she'ein suras aleha klal. Everyone sees that's not the letter. Is that a hey? No. The hey is not supposed to be connected on top. Is it a ches? Maybe it's a ches. All I know is not a hey. So he's saying, in the case where we just said by the aleph, that the aleph is does look like an aleph. The tzura of the aleph does look like an aleph. It's just that it's too thick. It's too thick as opposed to a small little connector, which I'm going to show you the picture over here right now. Here we are. So once again, the aleph should look like this. A small little connection of a yud. Our aleph here in Sif Chav Hei looks like this. It's basically, it's very thick. See that? Instead of a thin connection, it's a thick connection. And that's what the psul is. So he's, the Mishnah is addressing and saying, well, even though the letter looks like the letter, because we just finished saying a line above that, if the letter doesn't look like a letter, it's a problem. Here it does look like the right letter. It's a different issue. And the child will also read it correctly. How are you going to fix that aleph that's too thick? The only way to fix it is by scraping that away. That being the case, and then you have rewrite it, so now it's out of order. Why can't I just scrape away and make it thinner? Because that's chok toiches. So what do I have to do? I have to scrape it away and rewrite it. That's shloike sidron. That's out of order.
You have to scrape away all the stuff that comes after it, then rewrite it.
Correct. You can scrape away everything after it if Hashem's name is not there. But when Hashem's name is there, or if you did not do that, or if you did not scrape away everything else after it, that's puzzle. Regel ha'alef, the leg of the aleph, sifkan kuftes vav, kuftes zayin rather, turning the page. Vuadin, kolahani, because of Ramah, v'hagor, soif, sifzeh, all the other examples that the Ramah will give as well, as we will see when, Mr. Shem, we will get there. I'm sorry, the Ramah already spoke about it in Sif Yud Ches. Okay, good. Continue in Sif Kodnum Kuf Yud Zayin. Now, a lot of these halachas we've learned already. Where did we learn them? We learned them in the Mishnah Berurah, but now we're learning them from the actual source here in Sif Chaf Hei. So Mechaber says, "V'regel ha'kuf noigim." So the top of the kuf now is touching, right? Very faintly. You can't even see. I can't see unless I really look closely. There's a little line that's touching the kuf to the top of the gag. The gag is a roof. That's a psul, says the Mishnah Berurah. I feel a negia daka kechuta saira. Even a small little connection, like a hair's breadth, that's still going to invalidate it. Tzadi shekosav. Now the mechaber tells us as follows. Yeah, please. So that was this one right over here. It's very hard to see that underneath my thumb. You see how it's connected?
Oh, it's connected.
Yeah, you see that kuf, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that is the problem.
So what would this be? What letter would this be called?
Does
this have a nun or something?
Well,
or?
This letter, the line of the left leg of the kuf, is this looks like a zion.
A zion, right?
Yeah, it looks like a zion. See that? It looks like that, right?
Okay.
Or maybe more like this, really. This is a end of nun. So this over here. So now this case here on the top of the line of the Mechaber. Or you have one ois, one letter, where it's supposed to be two letters, it's chalukah, it's divided into two letters. One letter is supposed, it's supposed to be one letter. For example, going, tzadi shekosav yud nun. Oy shin shekosva ayin yud. Oy ches shnei zeinin. So in these three examples he gives, that the tzadi is a combination of a yud and a nun. And it's too far apart. So it looks like two letters as opposed to one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kod and Kuf Yud Ches, Peir Shechilek HaYud MeHanun, Kol Kach Ad Shnirik Shnei Oisiyos. You separate the Yud from the Nun to the point where it looks like two letters. V'chein V'chol Inach, and so too by this other case as well, they're too far apart, therefore it does not look like one letter. L'chein, Afilo Im Eiro Detina Kar Oy Kehil Chosoy, even if you find a situation, Detina Kar Oy Kehil Chosoy, that a child reads it correctly. You can't fix it. So it's not always can you rely on the child. Shekeven she'einenu royos, since our eyes see she'yesh lehen tzuras oisiyos acheros, that it has the tzura, the form of oisiyos acheros, of a different letter. What is it? It's not the letter it's supposed to be. It's a yod and it's a nun. Imkein kishemasaknim achakach harizek siva mechadosh. So therefore, when I fix it afterwards, it's a new writing. V'sholok yisidron, and that's the psula is out of order. V'wadin afiluim ein lahim tzuras oisiyos acheros. And he says, even if it does not look like a yod and a nun, it doesn't look like a different letter. Rak shenira le'ing hakol she'ein lo ikat tzurasa. But everyone will agree, it doesn't look like the tzura it's supposed to be. It doesn't look like a tzadi. Doesn't look like the letter is supposed to be. Now what does it look like? That's not the point. Does it look like a yod and a nun? No, it doesn't look like that either. But it doesn't look like what it's supposed to be. That's for sure. K'goin yod shulay osala regal ha-yamini oy alif shechosar lo ha-yod el yoin chokai gavna. Einoch l'sakna achakach. For example, the yod has to have the right leg. Here's your yod with the right leg at the bottom. Now, if you don't have the right leg, it's not a yod. You can't fix it afterwards. Right? You cannot add this little line. You cannot add that little line on the right side of the yod to fix it. That is shelok yisidron. That's exactly the halachas we're learning over here right now. See, so extremely important. I'm just pausing for a second here. To be so diligent in the proper Yerush Shemayim, to realize that the Sefer is dealing with such melechas HaKodesh. I mean, lahadu ben kodesh l'chol, but in a serious, right, brain surgery. Right? Exactly. That sigh, like, no time for mistakes. I'll just say something else. Many years ago, I had surgery on my shoulder. Whatever. I once spoke to a lawyer who was an injury lawyer. He said to me, we're having a conversation. He said to me that in regards to malpractice, we're talking about a situation where they closed up the patient and they left some gauze inside. That's a bad problem. That's a big problem. That's a malpractice. Causes infections, It's a very serious situation over there. Lahavdil ben koish l'chol. The sefer, every single letter. We're talking about melechus shemayim over here. So that's why that one little drop of ink to make that right leg of the yud. Okay, each person does the right thing, but Hashem makes them for it. So I just wanted to point that out. So he says, "Avolim loy osu lahayud regel smoli." Now we just spoke about the right leg of the yud. What about if he didn't make the left leg of the yud? Okay, a yud has three corners to it. There's the bottom right leg. There's a left bottom right leg, left leg on the left side. And then there's a point, the tag, a little point coming up on the top right, top left. Okay? That's what a yud has. It has three points to it. Now, what happens if you didn't write this left little leg of the yud? What's the halacha now? So the question is, well, is it ma'akev? Is that going to prevent the kashrus of the letter? So that's our discussion now. Is it going to prevent it from being kosher? Ma'akev. Is it going to prevent from being kosher? Thank you for asking. So he says that, let's read the words inside. Avalim loy also layud regal smoli, the left leg, afti in yishor kach pasol, deinenu yud karoy, lefi dasar vapayiskim, kilakamon, samlam vav, mikomokim kevin de yeshla ikat surosso, da afilu bolu oikits shem yud aleo, lechein, Yochol l'sakno ve'imaze mishum shalik yisidron. Now listen to this. Very important chiddush. If you don't write the left leg, is it possible? The answer is yes. Now from Gedalia, the halacha we're taking on now is exactly what you just said. But since the ikir tsura, the form of this yud, is there, because you have the right leg and you have everything else intact, you can go back and fix it. And it's not called shalik yisidron. Let's repeat that. You have the yud, you wrote the yud, the bottom right leg is there, and the body of the yud is there, but you didn't write the left leg of the yud. Is it possible? And we say it's possible because that's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Rabbeinu Tam says it's ma'akiv even b'diavid.
When we face the yud, though, it's on our right side, right?
When you're looking at the yud in front of you,
it's on our right
So the right leg has to always be the rest of the night of Yud. The left leg, in other words, is this one right here. That's you're looking at it right now. This is the left leg.
Okay, so you're saying that point there.
That point, they're going down.
Like the nose of the Yud.
Yeah, and the bottom.
Yeah.
Going down, right. Okay. So this left side,
right.
It has to be there also. But if it's not there, now if it's not there, is it possible? So we just said it's possible. But it's not a problem to go back and add that afterwards.
So
it's not called Shalek Yisidron. So the Mishmur says here in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Tes, Ayin Yud, so you had a separation between the Shin, or Shin Shekosva Ayin Yud, who I didn't. So to another example, Mem Psucha Shekosva Chof Vav, a Mem, which was a Psuch Mem Psucha, means the Mem that goes in the beginning or the middle of a word, as opposed to Mem Stuma, a sealed Mem that goes at the end of the word. So you wrote it with the Chof and the Vav. But here's your mem underneath my finger. So it's a chaf and a vav, correct?
Yes.
Problem is, you see this little connector?
Yeah.
It's not. It wasn't there. You didn't put that little connector there. That's the problem. So here's in the other picture. Here's, take a look over here. Here is a chaf, and here is a vav. Okay, and here is your mem, which is a combination of a chaf and a vav.
It's connected, right?
When it is connected. But the case we're talking here is in the Mishru's case where it's not connected, it's the same problem. Okay, Mechaber says further. Oiches shnei zeinin. Now, the ches is of the most unique letters, in my opinion. When I say unique, if you take a look at what a ches looks like, you say a ches is not a ches, that's two zions. Somebody wrote two zions with a little carrot on top. Well, that's a ches. A ches is two zions with a carrot on top. And that little crown, that little carrot, we call a carrot in the English language, right? To insert something. So that connects the two zions to create a ches.
Let me just see this.
Sure.
Carrot.
Yeah. So the Mishra says in that case, afilu im asa chutru agabeyin rak she'en noigin zela zela maila v'nikul hedya pridasan harei zu hefsida ikat zrosa shneir kishnei zeinin. So in this case, when you made the little carrot on top, you made a little, how does he call it here in the Mishnah? He doesn't call it a carrot, of course. He calls it a chutru. He calls it a chutru. Im asa chutru agabeyin. You made that little thing on top, but you didn't connect it properly. That's also psul. You see very clearly, it's not connected. So this is an important point now. Once you lost the ikut surasa, you can't go back. Now, the next case. The Mechaber says like this. We're three lines down in the Shulchan Aruch. To separate the letters. To separate letters, even after you wrote following letters, you wrote many word letters after the letters you're fixing. By separating them, that's not a problem. Since the letter has its form already there, when you are separating from its connecting letter, it's not a problem of koyseiv. Who I didn't so to shim loy hoyu miktsos yudin sh'al alfin v'hashinin v'ainin v'ragli hatovin noegin v'gufa ois v'tinok de loy chakim v'loy tipeish makirim. And yeah, in the cases here, like this, if you have the yud that's supposed to be on top of the aleph, or the yud on top of the shin, or the yud on top of the ayin, or the leg of the tav. Ragli atovin noigin begufa ois. It's loy hoy miktsos yudin. It's not touching properly, right? So the yud in all these cases, that you connect the letters, the yud to the aleph, it's not touching properly. And then the child says, oh, that's a good letter, that's an aleph. Let's get this case clear. The yud is not touching the aleph or the shin or whatever it might be. But the child says, oh, that's a shin. She'af al pi. She'kosa lefneim yochel lachzul l'saknam. Why? De'kevan de'tsuras oyus oyus anikeres lekem shum kosvan shalakasidri. Since the ikir tsura is there. How do you know the tsura is there? Because the child says, that's an aleph. That's a shin. Now, you happen to know there's another halacha that's called, if it's not all touching, it's possible. That's irrelevant what the child knows or doesn't know. He reads the letter correctly. So you can go back now and fix it. And it's not called going out of order. Because the ikat surah is there. It says the Mishnah Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Aleph. Wadin im hoya hefsek be'eza oiz be'em so'oi. So too, there's a little separation in the middle of the letter as well. But the child reads it correctly, totally fine. They could go back, even though you wrote some letters. Let's just see one more Sif Katan over here, and we'll stop for this morning in the Kuf Chav Beis. So the child reads it correctly. Perish lechein afilu im predos nikur lehedyo. Even if the separation is clearly recognizable, the hainu takef umiyad kishiro oyson. Immediately, kishiro oyson yochel esaknem. You can fix it. Let's read the words again. Afilu im predos nikur lehedyo. Even if the separated letter is recognizable, the hainu takef umiyad. Immediately, when you see it, you can fix it. Because the letter didn't lose its original form. Since the child reads it correctly. Now, this is according to Rav Akiva Eiger, says the Mishnah, not like the Prima Gadim, who is Machmer in this scenario. Now, he says, "Im ein predos nikul hedya." If the separation is not so visible, do you need a child to take a look at it? He says, "No. It's kosher because you yourself see it's not such a recognizable separation." Let's repeat that last halacha. It's a different case what we just said. This last halacha is that you look at a letter, but it's not so recognizable that there's a separation. You know, some people have a certain eye for things. I have a friend of mine who's a shanis checker. Some people, another friend of mine told me he never walks in the street in front of him because he doesn't want to tell him, take off your, pants because you're in shatnez. He's making a joke. This man could spot shatnez a block away. He has a chush, he. So this person over here, he sees, it looks like the right letter. He looks a little closer. He says, oh, it's not connected. You don't even need to bring the child. It's 100% kosher and you could fix it. Let's read those words one more time. We'll stop here with this. Avalim ein predos nikur lehedya. It's not so recognizable, that separation. Ad shemistaklebo, until you really look at it well. Ein sarich laharis latinik. You don't have to ask a child, and it's still kosher, and you just go back and fix it. You're allowed to go back and fix it.
You ask an older person. Their vision's not as good as the child.
Yeah, you don't want to ask the older person who can't see it so well. Mikamokaim im erish ehero latinik v'lo karoloi ois hochenachr lahachmer v'ein yochel esakin. Now, this is a very important point. This is a very important point. We just said in this last case where the separation is not so great. It's not such a big separation. You don't need to show it to a child. But what happens if you did? And the child says, yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you what that is.
You're stuck.
You had to now follow what the child says.
Can you can't go to another child?
You saw Ellen ask the same question this morning.
Like,
can you ask another child?
He
literally asked the same question. That's exactly what they said this morning, in the first year this morning, where he said, can you go shop around for different children? Once you ask the child, shop around for coolers. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to pick up Yitzchak next year, and then we'll finish Sif Chaf Hei and continue with Sif Chaf Vav.
Shkoyach.